Water.com.
To ensure your vehicle's maintenance and repairs are done properly and at a fair price, call Stewart Automotive Repair. This family-owned operation is an official NAPA Auto Care Center with ASC-certified mechanics that have the know-how to diagnose and repair almost any foreign or domestic vehicle that comes their way. Stewart Automotive Repair. Great people. Great service. Located behind the Kangaroo Store at Beach and Hodges. Call 992-6868. Online at stewardautomotiverepair.com. That's stewardautomotiverepair.com.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
On I-295 going north after Alta, a semi flipped over. The right lane is blocked. 295 north at Heckscher, there's a crash with several cars. And on I-10 going east, we're seeing backup beginning at Cassett Avenue. A hot and humid day today with a high of 94. Thunderstorms by afternoon. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 75.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place that you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, today we have a book that I know that you're going to want, and I'm going to go ahead and give you the number right away because I'm going to make it the 10th caller or texter. And the book is called The Completion Process. And The Completion Process is the practice of putting yourself back together again, just like Humpty Dumpty, but this is for you, not Humpty Dumpty. And so today I want to introduce you to someone that you may or may not know. I know that her fans are tuning in. They've been calling me and texting me, wondering if it's Eastern time or Central time, Western, what time it is. And they are listening today because they know that what we're about to talk about is profound. And so have you heard of, we've heard of satanic cults, but what do you think it would be like if you were raised in one and you were able to escape from one? What do you think your life would be like after that? Well, Teal Swan has lived this experience, and she is the author of 3 books. The one today that we have is called The Completion Process, and she will share how she's been able to heal and transcend from her horrific childhood trauma. I don't know if there's any of us that can connect to the difficulty. Maybe there is, but Teal's going to share that if Teal can heal from this, then it's wonderful that she's been able to write it all down so that we can heal from that as well. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Teal Swan is here to do just that. Welcome to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, Teal.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, I am grateful that you are on the show today because, you know, many people do not know your story. You know, many people that are on my show, people don't know that they're world renowned and they have this great, huge following. Share a little bit about your background and what led you to this great, huge following.
Well, like you said, my childhood was less than what I would want.
Sure.
I ended up in my childhood being tortured for the better part of it. It was 13 straight years of abuse. And I ended up getting out and escaping when I was 19 years old. And from there, most people love that story where you escape from abuse and then it's like, oh, everything's going to be perfect. But the story that they don't tell you is that that's when the real work starts.
Sure.
Because you can't come from that kind of a background and then fit into normal everyday society. So I was kind of picking up the broken pieces of my life and trying to figure out where they went and how to put them back together again. And a lot of it wasn't working. And the standard, I should say the standard opinion around people who have complex PTSD is that there's only so good your life can get.
Sure.
You're going to be dealing with dissociative seizures. Your relationships are going to be a constant struggle. You're going to be dealing with flashbacks, psychosomatic symptoms. And that just, it didn't work for me to hear that message and realize that my life is going to be limited. So I ended up having to open back up to spirituality and kind of go in the direction of soul healing, not just psychological healing. And so I started using my own gifts that I was born with, spiritual gifts, which is the very reason that I was actually taken into this group to begin with. That's why I wanted nothing to do with them. But I started using them again to try to figure out trauma. And what I started using for my own healing worked not only for me, but for a lot of other people.
Well, when you say you had spiritual gifts and that you were handed over to a group of people that you didn't want to be associated with, why were you handed over to these people?
Because
how was somebody seduced to doing this or lured?
The way that it went is that my parents were really scientific. They were both forest rangers. They both had master's degrees in science. So when I was born, this kid who had these abilities to see auras, and I was talking about what people's dead relatives were saying, my parents were kind of straddling between maybe this is a mental illness, but there's some validity to what she's saying, so we can't explain this.
Yeah.
And I was really miserably unhappy, like so many children who are open in that way spiritually. And the more miserable I got, the more my parents were kind of throwing up their hands saying, this kid has no friends. They raised me in a very rural religious community. And so they threw up their hands and were like, we don't know what to do with this kid. So when this man came in and said, I know what to do with this kid, they trusted him as a mentor.
Oh boy. Okay. So this is the start of the story for Teal Swan. And I hope that you would like the copy of this book. If you've dealt with childhood trauma or trauma and cannot release it, this is a book for you. It's called The Completion Process. Be the 10th caller or texter. 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. And we're going to continue our conversation with Teal Swan when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here, waiting for you.
The Lynn McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org. to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
Have you been injured on the job and don't know what to do? Attorney Terry Bird in Jacksonville, Florida, will explain your benefits under the workers' compensation laws. He has helped clients for over 28 years, and there are no costs or fees unless a recovery is made. Call Terry to learn more, 904-731-0990. That's 904-731-0990 or at lawbyrd.com.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. Today's teacher is Teal Swan. Teal Swan is one of these unique people that come to our lives that we go, where did she come from? And why is she still alive? And how has she survived? And, you know, some of us wake up in the morning and maybe can't find our pair of shoes and get so upset that the rest of our day is ruined. So today we are looking at true trauma, trauma that has happened that has been resolved. And it's a long process, but Teal went through it so that you don't have to go through it as long as she probably did. And so today, the book is called The Completion Process. I want to encourage you to call 407-373-5959, be the 10th caller to leave a message, or text her. That's 407-373-5959. Now, Teal, most of us cannot even comprehend the abuse that you've endured. Help us understand a day in your life. I mean, we're talking about the man that was the one that understood your spirituality, that manipulated you in every single way. At what point did you become part of his life where you were with him for a long periods of time? Or did that ever happen?
I wasn't with him for long periods of time. It was more like a weekend here or there, or even after school, going around with him after school. Sometimes he would take me out of school, unbeknownst to my parents, and sometimes he would take me out of my bed at night, also unbeknownst to my parents.
Wow.
So it was more of that type of a situation that would happen with him. But
and this became a ritual with you. Now, at what point did you realize that you were in a satanic cult?
Well, that's the thing. I feel like I didn't realize that until after I got away, because they don't refer to themselves as satanic. They call themselves the Order of the Brotherhood of the Beast.
Oh, so wow.
For me, it was sort of like, okay, I understand that these people do these weird rituals, but for me, it was just, you know, religious / spiritual. I didn't have a lot of the sophisticated understanding about what exactly was going on in my childhood until after I was in therapy, honestly.
Interesting. And so when you said you escaped, what did your escape look like to you?
My escape looked like I was actually able to drive at that time because I was 19. So I ended up getting into a car and I ended up driving about 3 hours to the home of somebody that I only met twice. And I actually broke into their house because they weren't home. That's actually Blake, who still works with me.
I saw Blake. Blake, that was, what a little hero, huh?
Oh, yeah. I broke into his house and I had a complete crisis. And it's like what people don't understand is that when you are captive, like genuinely captive, you develop a psychology where breaking away is much more complicated than just physically getting away. Like, I would have had several other opportunities to run away. It's that was the first time that mentally I considered it was even an option.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that true for all of us, how we limit ourselves?
Yes. Yeah, when it comes to these types of groups, like unfortunately I grew up with, they don't consider themselves to truly own somebody unless, like a dog, you come home every time. They don't want to keep a leash around your neck.
Mm.
That's not genuine ownership. So it took seeing a discrepancy between what this man was saying and doing, or the reality that I was seeing what he was saying, for me to say, oh, wow, what if everything that he said isn't entirely true?
Which we had at one point in our life have to go through that ourselves. with things that we were taught by our parents, things that we are told by the media, things that we are people try to indoctrinate us to believe a certain way, and breaking from that mold. I mean, doctors go through that with medical treatments and the way they are supposed to treat with pharmaceutical as opposed to nutrition, as opposed to a mind, body, spirit approach. So you broke from that. And at what point do you realize, man, I've got a long road ahead of me? Or did you think I'm normal?
Well, I was so isolated because, like I said, I had no friends. I was so isolated in my childhood that I had no scope of what normal meant. Mm. So when I escaped, it was like I was the kind of person where I very, very vividly remember this moment where I was in bed and Blake was sitting there and I was talking to him nonchalantly about our neighbors having people in the basement. It was just, and he's like, Teal, this is not normal. The idea that somebody would have little children in a basement is not normal. And no, wow, it's probably not happening next door. And that was just like mind blowing because that's normal in the type of horrific circumstance that I grew up in.
Now, you understood that these were the experiences that you grew up with. Now, at what point do you feel, okay, I need therapy? You had this breakdown. I need therapy. You go to therapy. And how do you consolidate? Because therapy today may not have been what you needed at the time.
That's an understatement of the century. I wasn't the first one that realized that I needed therapy. I had been so damaged actually by the psychological community growing up, because it's not like my parents saw me going downhill so extremely and exhibiting cutting behaviors and things like that and didn't drag me to every psychologist within a 50-mile radius. So I hated him. I wanted nothing to do with them, even though at the same time, here I am with all of these symptoms. I was having seizures like crazy. I was incredibly promiscuous. I had no boundaries around my body at all. So I was suffering. I mean, every day of my life was suffering and I didn't know what to do about it, but I developed this attitude where it's like, well, there's another seizure. Well, instead of laying in bed all day long feeling sorry for myself, I'm going to get back up even if I can't use my hands and I'm going to walk out the door. And you get used to that kind of a life. You just get used to chronic pain. But I was in a relationship with a guy who I actually ended up helping him detox from cocaine.
Yeah.
Once he got better, he kind of returned the favor. But we ended up in a relationship and he was like, Teal, I can't be in a relationship with this. This is insane. Like being with you is impossible. So he got so frustrated with me one day that he threw me over his shoulder and actually took me through the doors of a rape crisis center. It caused this huge commotion, of course, because most of these centers are housed by women who have also gone through abuse. So everybody's seeing abuse in real time. They're like, wah, you know. So he throws me through the door and he's like, she needs to be here.
Boy, did the universe send you angels between Blake and this relationship. So you, and I think that all of us, we need to be aware that when we are ready for change, these people around us will help us. These teachers will show up. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. Now, you had vivid memories that you probably want to erase. As a certified life coach, I've coached just recently, had this conversation with a woman who I was talking about how we can change and reformat the way we look at things and use things that are traumatic as fuel to help other people, to kind of like heal our pain. And they said to me, no, I want to erase my childhood. I want to take it away. I don't want to remember it. I want to go there. I want to erase it. And I said, that's dementia. That's dementia. And she says, well, I want dementia. And I said, no, you don't want dementia. You want to deal with these things. And you have come up with a way of dealing and healing. I'm sure you've gone through every single therapy that you can imagine. What finally worked for you, Teal?
Well, what finally worked for me is actually putting all the puzzle pieces together that I learned throughout the course of my abuse itself and then a tiny bit afterwards. It wasn't like I had the answer immediately. But I was running away from emotions to begin with. I mean, what you're describing, that's what that is. I want to erase my childhood. I want to get away from the pain, and that's an emotional thing. But something that was really interesting to me when I was a child, I was sitting inside of this hole that he used to put me in his backyard. And I got a lot of time sitting in that hole. He used to call it the mind space, to figure out emotions and to figure out thoughts. And it wasn't intentional. It was the kind of thing where if I focused on what he was going to do to me after he came back, if he came back, when he came back, I would be in terror. And then I noticed that if I was watching an ant crawl around, and that's where all my focus went, I was feeling relief. So It was apparent to me, even back during the years of abuse, that where you put your attention actually changes the way that you feel. That was the first realization. The second was, sitting inside of this hole, I realized that I had so much despair and desperation. And there's this feeling internally, like you got to get away from that sensation inside of yourself. So I was able to witness the fact that part of me is pulling away from that feeling. And at a certain point, I was so suicidal, tried to commit suicide 4 times actually during that time period, that I just decided I don't care anymore. If I go in the direction of this sensation instead, I assumed it was going to tear me to shreds, kill me. And there's a point that I got to where I was like, I don't care anymore. So yeah. I did this experiment where I took I intentionally focused in the direction of that sensation instead, assuming it would kill me, assuming it would get worse, and the exact opposite thing happened.
Okay, tell us more about that, because many people are running away from their pain. There's two young ladies in particular that I'm thinking about with this, where they feel something happened to them in their childhood, but they don't have any memory. But every symptom that they have shows that they've been abused by somebody, but they have no recollection. There's no reason to believe, but they act as if they have this trauma. How do you embrace trauma when first you don't even know it's there? And how do you become aware that there is a way to go through it or to face it, and then it'll not go away, but at least the power of it goes away?
Well, the first thing that we have to understand in that scenario is that the mind copes in that way. And I'm pretty aggressive in my stance in favor of this concept of suppressed memory, because it's not a concept. Groups like I grew up in actually deliberately program people for forgetting memory. So it is a function of the human mind. When the human mind is like a computer, it's an efficiency mechanism. If it can't take an experience and weave it into some kind of, oh, and so I can survive better in this way, then it will literally just bury it. And it's really common for that to happen, when you've got situations where you have to keep living with the perpetrator. That's the most common form that we see suppression come in. Because what are you supposed to do to rectify a monster that you're living with? Most people can't. So there he goes.
So you were able to start embracing, you were going towards your pain. Now, when you tried to kill yourself 4 times, because you weren't trying to kill yourself or end your life, you were trying to end your pain.
Well, that's what I didn't know, because people who are suicidal, they want to be out of pain. They don't want to die. They want to be out of pain, but they think it's impossible. So it's that level of hopelessness that makes death seem like a relief. So I was actively trying to kill myself, not knowing that it was really not about death.
Very good. Very good. And for those of you, my listening friend, we're talking to Teal Swan, and we're talking about The Completion Process, which is her new book. She's got 3 of them, and this is her third baby. This is your third baby, right? The Completion Process is the practice of putting yourself back together again, by Teal Swan. Be the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959. Teal, was this book, when you think about the other books that you've written, was this one like the combination of all your therapies, all everything that you've learned through your process?
Not really. I mean, there's a bunch more that I learned during the process, like a lot more. It was more that this process for dealing with triggers, emotional triggers and psychological triggers, is something that organically manifested. So anybody who goes through traumatic abuse ends up experiencing this thing where they have an emotional trigger and you don't know what it is.
Let's hold that thought, and we're going to continue our conversation with Teal Swan. Be the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959. And we'll be right here waiting for you. Sorry.
I'll be right here waiting for you. We'll be right back.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump will be meeting with Russian President Putin on July 16th in Helsinki. That, according to a joint announcement issued today by the White House and the Kremlin, the announcement coming a day after the president's national security advisor, John Bolton, held talks with Russian officials in Moscow to lay the groundwork for that summit. He has a list of 25, President Trump reviewing a slate of possible nominees to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell planning a vote on Kennedy's successor this fall. Your Amazon packages may soon be delivered from an Amazon van. The online retailer introduced a program today allows people to start businesses that would deliver Amazon packages. Wall Street, Dow futures down 120 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, it's Michael Medved here again for Relief Factor, and recently I read someplace that pain is either the number one or the number two reason people go to the doctor. I guess back pain is the top of that list, but neck, shoulder, hip, and knee pain are also close behind. And that's the kind of pain that Relief Factor was created to address, even general muscle aches and pains. That's why I suggest you order the 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com for only $19.95. ReliefFactor.com or call toll-free 800-500-8384.
Hi, I'm Paul Mimpilli, and I have a confession to make. After spending 2 decades on Wall Street making millionaires millions, I'm turning the tables to help Main Street Americans make even bigger profits. Pete from Maryland says he's up well over $100,000. Mark from Colorado has made $191,000, and John from upstate New York pocketed over $1 million. To get all the details, just go to paulsonestock.com. Don't wait. Go to paulsonestock.com while there is still time. Again, that's www.paulsonestock.com.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
On I-295 going north after Alta, a semi flipped over. The right lane is blocked. 295 north at Hexer, there's a crash with several cars. And on I-10 going east, we're seeing backup beginning at Cassett Avenue. A hot and humid day today with a high of 94. Thunderstorms by afternoon. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 75.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Did you know that only 1% of all the diamonds in the world qualify to be a Forevermark diamond? They're the world's most carefully selected diamond and the world's most responsibly sourced diamond. These diamonds benefit the communities they're sourced from. That's why these diamonds carry an invisible Forevermark icon on their table. Most people don't know that Forevermark diamonds are individually cared for from the mine all the way to her finger. And that's where Underwoods fits in. Not everybody can carry Forevermark diamonds, and in fact, all of the companies in the Forevermark network that handle the diamond between the mine and her finger are vetted and carefully selected for their honesty and integrity to also carry that Forevermark icon. Underwoods is proud to be a part of the Forevermark network, and in fact, we were one of the first 5 in the United States invited to join. So come by and see our selection of Forevermark diamonds in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Does rainy weather make you nervous? Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming at Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7663. Alliant Roofing, Florida State Certified Roofing License CCC 132-8560. Florida State Certified Builder's License CBC 125-7928.
When you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us live worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm your host, Lillian McDermott, and I'm so excited that our teacher today is Teal Swan. If this is your first encounter with Teal, I want to encourage you to go to tealswan.com. That's where you can learn a little bit more about her story, about her books, and how she's been able to heal. The book that we're discussing today, or we're going to discuss today, is The Completion Process. This is her latest book, and it's The Practice of Putting Yourself Back Together Again. Hey, if Humpty Dumpty couldn't do it, I believe you can, because Humpty Dumpty is fictional. You are real. And be the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959. This is where we take 100% responsibility for our lives. I know that many of you listen to the show, and you know, we don't talk politics, we don't talk sports, we talk real life. And for those of you who think, man, my life is not as bad, you know, if you think that your life is bad, you can always find that it could have been worse. And that gratitude is so important. And looking at life as, I choose this for me. I choose it for me so that I can make sure my children never have to go through this. I choose this for me because I want to make sure that I help others go through what I went through without having to go through all the questions, all the doubts. And so I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com so that we can continue this conversation on and off the air. Go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber. And while you're in there, check out my sponsors, because without my sponsors, this show would not happen. Please check out my social media. When you go to whenyouneedafriend.com, you can click all the buttons and like me, subscribe, and you know what to do. Finally, be the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959. The book is called The Completion Process. Yesterday, we talked about how not to get angry ever again. And the root cause was responsibility. The root cause to dissolving that anger is to digging deep, taking out, like I call it, my service mark. Take out your soul shovels and dig, dig, dig until there's only truth, and keep digging until you get past it. And so this is what we're talking about today, again, with Teal Swan. We're talking about taking ownership and responsibility and moving towards. Now, during the break, Teal, and thank you so much for waking up so early this morning to be on my show. And I want to talk about this concept of that we touched upon during the break of emotion and the fact that we are afraid of our emotions.
You just want me to talk about that?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Well, yeah, human beings innately do not understand emotion. We don't understand what the purpose of it is. We don't understand how to use them. We don't understand what they're here for. So it's like we're actually living in an emotional dark age right now.
Yeah.
And we have made some emotions totally wrong and other emotions appropriate. And that's more of a social control mechanism than it is any accurate reflection of what's true about emotions. Mm-hmm. I mean, you mentioned anger earlier. Anger seems to be the number one issue that we have as people. We don't like anger. We want to get away from anger. But anger it's sort of like on a compass, you've got north, east, south, west. Mm-hmm. So these different emotions, they're always telling you something about what is happening. They're a reflector of the thoughts that you're having. They're a reflector of whatever truth is in your experience. And so, you know, going about trying to get rid of emotions is like trying to put tape over one area of that compass.
Sure.
So what I'm trying to teach people to do is to utilize their emotions to find out the truth for themselves, their inner truth, truths about the universe. Find out what you're thinking. Most people are unaware of what they're thinking. You know, I mean, even like what you were saying, we want to try to get rid of the anger that we're feeling. Oftentimes it's indicative of the fact that we're feeling like a victim in some way.
Yeah.
And I'm not here to promote the idea, which most people in the self-help industry do, that it's not okay to feel like a victim. Many of the times that you feel like a victim, yes, you actually were victimized.
Sure.
So, and it's looking at that aspect of you that feels victimized and acknowledging, yes, I actually feel victimized right now, to be able to take action that pulls you away from that powerlessness. Sure. That you're feeling. Mm-hmm. So there's a way to use emotion. There's a way to approach emotion in others. And the fact that we don't do that makes it so that our relationships are, quite frankly, a nightmare.
But you know what? Relationship, even with the relationship with ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Because we become so disconnected with ourselves that we ourselves don't even know. We shut ourselves down so we don't have these emotions.
Yes.
And we start with taking a pill that will numb that pill works so well that it numbs everything, even your bowels. You become backed up in every single sense of the word. And so let's talk about this process, because I want to go through the process of this completion that you have discovered has helped you heal and move forward and go from that victim to a responsible individual who chooses the path that you take today. So if someone is listening who has received trauma or has experienced trauma, what would you say would be the first step? Let's go through some of those steps real as quickly as we possibly can so people would know, okay, this is a book that I want.
Okay, so the first step is, instead of running away from your emotion, you go in the direction of it. This is the foundation of this work, and it's the opposite approach that most people take to trauma. Mm-hmm. If you go to the average psychologist or you go to the average self-help expert, what they're going to try to help you do is to take the triggers that you're having, emotional or mental, and to dissipate them. So when you feel the intense emotion, what kind of breathing techniques or tapping techniques or whatever technique do we do to make the emotion go away? But let's look at this in a holistic way. I know that this, a lot of what you're about is holistic healing, right?
Yep.
From the holistic approach, your body never, ever does anything against you. It's always doing something for a very good reason. And yes, this also applies to your autoimmune disorders and things like that. So let's take a look at what a trigger is. Okay. If you're getting a flashback, your body is basically saying, please, please, please look at this. Same with an emotional flashback, which is what an emotional trigger is. Please look at this. Please look at this. I need help with this. This, I need resolution. And so we are going the opposite direction. Now, what this process does is it says, go in the direction of it. Heed the call of your body and your mind and actually go there. That's what pain is trying to do. I love this acronym for pain, which is pay attention, integrate now. That's the way that we approach pain that we're feeling.
Very nice.
So you would close your eyes and you'd go into that sensation. Now, to begin with, it feels like you're going to die. When you're not familiar with emotions, that's what your brain's telling you. Ah, you know,
step away, step away.
Yeah. So, but you got to be brave enough to do that. The opposite of what you're used to doing. You don't run away from emotion. You go directly towards it. But in your body, what does this somatically feel like? When we talk about emotions, we often talk in terms of terms. So I say joy. But the question is, what does joy feel like in your body? Does it feel like expansion? Mm-hmm. Does it feel warm? Where does it live in your body? Is it in your throat? Is it in your jaws? You know, where is it? So we go into the sensation of it. And we invite it to get bigger. And the message that we give it is, I'm completely here with you now, but meaning it, not like I'm here so you'll go away.
Which is traditional.
I'm here with you. Yeah, that's traditional. Yeah. Well, do you blame people? This is what we're like. We want to get out of pain so bad that we, you know, it's like, okay, I'll sit with myself so as to fix myself, which how does that, I mean, I really need people to think about that. Does that work for children? If you sat down with your kid when they're crying and you're like, I'll be here with you so you'll stop crying. So this is a common trap that I see people falling into relative to emotion healing. But yeah, so that first step, we go into that sensation. Now, what people don't know is that the sensation, that flashback or the trigger, is actually a part of memory. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's why it seems to come out of nowhere, and it's why it seems to be so out of place, quote unquote.
Yes. Yes.
So it's linked to the rest of the memory. So we can use that sensation as a kind of rope to go into the dark and fumble around there so that we can recover those memories. And some of these memories that come up aren't necessarily recovered, you know. And, you know, recovered memory, it's another conversation.
Maybe you'll come back for that one. But you know what I discovered, and one of the things that I say on the show, is that the mind will not let you forget what the brain wants to neglect.
Yes.
I don't know if that makes sense. Our body, oh, yes, like you said, our body's constantly speaking to us. Our brain, once the brain and the body make that connection, yes, that's where the magic happens. But like you said, we are instilled, step away from your anger, walk away from this. Understanding it is important, but in dealing with it is important. But how do you look at the pain, Teal, and sit there and go, okay, I see the pain, I'm feeling the pain. Now what? What do I do with the pain? How do I resolve this pain?
You ask the question, when was the first time I felt this very same feeling?
Mm-hmm.
And you allow what bubbles up, because that's actually a permission slip for your subconscious mind. What ends up bubbling up is more aspects of memory. Now, sometimes people, it comes in the form of feeling. So you'll all of a sudden feel like you're swaddled in an infant, unable to get out of the crib. And you may not come with a lot of visuals. Other times you will get a full-blown visual memory where you're like, oh, whoa, like I'm five again. And I can smell the markers from my kindergarten classroom. I mean, it's crazy how intense these types of memories can be. So the next step is to re-experience the memory.
And as you re-experience the memory, what happens? Because you know what? I want you to hold that thought. Once we experience the memory, once we experience what happens. And so for those of you who are listening today, we are talking to Teal Swan, world-renowned author, speaker, healer, teacher. She's written the book, The Completion Process by Teal Swan. Be the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959. And I've had a question, I've had him text asking if this is an audiobook, if we can get this book on audio. And we'll find out when we return worldwide with whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
150 million. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
What if you could have whatever you desired with a simple thought? Wishful thinking? Science has proven that thoughts can change our reality. Join the movement and be part of an interactive virtual community that helps you take control of your life through the power of intentions. Learn to create the life you desire, one intention at a time. Sign up today for your free account and start creating.
Hi, I'm Tim Ray, founder of the United Intentions Foundation. If you'd like to learn more about creating, tracking, and manifesting your passions, please go to unitedintentions.org.
The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. When you or a family member is in trouble with the law, it affects the entire family. At times like these, we need an advocate that will listen and guide us. Let me introduce you to Jacksonville criminal defense attorney, Kate Messick. Big or small, your case is her priority, and she will treat you like family. To learn more, call 904-619-2510. That's 904-619-2510 or MESICLaw.com. Office, Jacksonville.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lynn McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. Today's teacher is Teal Swan. For those of you who are just tuning in now, imagine being tortured or ritual abuse torture from a satanic cult and nobody knowing and you not being able to say anything because you want to protect your family. So this is the life of Teal Swan, but this is not who she is today. It was a defining moment in her life that allowed her to take her reality and turn it into a tool to help heal herself and heal others. The book is called The Completion Process. It's the practical, the practice of putting yourself together again. This is not a Humpty Dumpty kind of work. You are going to put yourself together again. And so I want to encourage you, if you want to learn more about Teal Swan, go to tealswan.com. The trauma she endured would make most people say, I'm done with this. But your inner voice, like you said, speaks so loudly, you can't ignore it. Mm-hmm. So good job. This is what the show is about. This, you're the epitome of what the Lynn McDermott Radio Show is. Take what you have, take those lemons and turn it into lemon meringue pie. So gluten-free, dairy-free lemon meringue pie. I don't know if we can figure that one out. But so I asked before we went on the break, what happens when we get to that moment? So we go to the pain, we experience the pain, that first time that person experienced the pain, now what? How do we get through it?
Right now, at this point in the process, what we do is we re-experience the memory so as to increase our awareness. Mm-hmm. If we have a suppressed memory or if we have an unresolved memory, chances are we dissociated from it. In the future, what we will find is not that dissociation is something that comes in conjunction with post-traumatic stress. It is that dissociation is what is causing post-traumatic stress.
You know, and that's so different than everybody says, and that's great, brilliant. Go ahead.
Dissociation causes a split in the consciousness, and an aspect of us stays stuck in the past, and the majority of us moves forward into our adult lives. So we're looking to heal that split that occurred. That means that we have to come back and re-experience the trauma, but in a conscious way. And when we do that, something very, very beautiful happens. We become aware of exactly what the pain was about and exactly what we needed that we didn't get. So if we were getting abused, we needed protection, we needed safety, we needed to get away. I mean, there's a list of needs we might have had that would have spelled resolution. So first, by re-experiencing it and by validating the emotions that we went through, because the fact that we don't validate emotions is actually the majority of why we get stuck in trauma, like a skipping CD. Mm-hmm. So like, for example, let's lose a loved one, but how often do you see a kid who's lost a parent and somebody sitting with them, really helping them work through those emotions? It's quite rare. Most of the time, the message is you just got to get on with it, and they don't know how.
Or boys don't cry.
Exactly. So what happens there? I want people to get how stuck you are when emotions aren't validated. You are left with nothing, because what the reality is, I'm being told I shouldn't feel this way, and yet I do. So I can't do anything with that. I can't weave this emotional experience into who I am meant to become. So we have to split off and fragment from it. So when we validate the emotional experience within the memory, we actually start to play that CD that was skipping forward. Mm-hmm. Then this re-experiencing turns into an active visualization process where we actually create the resolution. So let's say that when you were a little kid, you were in some, you know, really scary situation alone. You can actually bring in friends, or you can bring in somebody to protect you. You can create any, the sky's the limit. You can create any kind of resolution for that experience and feel that in your body. And that not only tells you a great deal about the past, it tells you a great deal about what you can add to your life now. Because what we don't realize about our adult life is that we are living according to that trauma. If I didn't get, like, let's talk about emotional neglect. If I didn't get a sense of intimacy or connection in my childhood, chances are I don't even know what that means. I don't even know that's what's lacking. So I don't even know why I have a gaping hole in my heart at age 20, 30, 40. So going into the memory tells you what was missing and what needs to be resolved. And then in your adult life, this is where it gets really fun. You can create it. So let's say in your childhood, you didn't get a lot of choices, right? Mom or dad was like, no, you're wearing this and not that. You might be the kind of adult who cope by, okay, I'm going to fit in with what's normal. I'm going to do what everybody expects of me. Mm-hmm. You go through this process. I actually had this happen once. You go through this process and what the kid realizes is I actually need autonomy. I need to be able to make my own choices. I actually love the color pink, you know? So then you can go on a shopping spree. I mean, it can get really fun. It's not all pain. It can be like, oh my gosh, now look at my closet. I actually hate everything I own. Let's go replace it with everything I really want to wear.
Let me ask the question. So what I'm hearing you say is that you go into your childhood, that first experience that you have, and you recreate you bring the hero in to save you at that point.
Well, it depends. We create resolution no matter what that looks like. Sometimes it will look like a hero. Sometimes it will look like your adult self holding this child in the memory and saying, this is not okay, what's happening right now. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it means a confrontation with mom or dad or whatever caregiver was there. Sometimes it means providing friends for that lonely child. Resolution can look like so many things. And mm-hmm. and what you will notice when you go through this process is you will know what you need for resolution. The person going through this process will know it. I mean, it is instantaneous.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I saw an example of someone going through this process. The completion process is the book we're talking about today. Teal Swan is the author of this and many other books. And Be the 10th Caller or Texture, 407-373-5959. If you're a caller, please leave a message. 407-373-5959. The book is called The Completion Process. And it's something different. This is something different than we've ever heard from before, which is to move towards the pain and resolve the pain as if it were the first time. The example is going back to the first time. That's brilliant. And so when you were going through this, did somebody teach you how to do this? Or this is something that you decided, wow, I'm going to this childhood. I'm telling this child not to cry anymore, or I'm going to that first memory. I'm telling you, stop it. You know, I'm here for you. And smack the child, tell the child to quiet down. And it just didn't work for you. And you say, no, I'm staying here until we reformat the memory.
No, what happened actually, I wasn't originally asking the question, when was the first time that I felt this feeling? Nobody taught me any of this. It was that when I went in the direction of a trigger, which was already something, like I said, in my childhood or teen years, I actually figured that out. If mm-hmm. I go in the direction of my emotion, it gets less. So it was me actually trying to dissipate the trigger. Yeah. Mm. So basically I was like, okay, so instead of techniques, let's go direct in the direction of the emotion and it will go away. But what happened actually was, without even asking the question, which you'll see sometimes with this process too, when it was the first time that I felt this feeling, I actually started to see a memory instantaneously. So I was already in it and I just decided, whoa, you know, to go basically deeper. So I sort of let it, sort of like a guided meditation. I let it happen like a journey happening through me. And I noticed that the minute that I started, you know, I in that memory, I was like, oh, this kid is completely alone. That's not okay. And so I imagined bringing in somebody and I felt the relief. And what happened is that trigger never came back when I created resolution for it.
Wow.
This process organically formed as a result of what the body and mind would naturally do if you left somebody their own devices and they didn't run away from emotion completely. You know,
very good, very good. Now, I know that you're planning on teaching clinicians this process so that they can start reformatting the way trauma work is done. So is that something that can go to tealswan.com and learn more about when that class is going to be?
Yes, and yes, definitely. We've got the completionprocess.com also, and I've already trained hundreds upon hundreds of them around the world.
Wow.
So training people to facilitate this process.
Well, good for you. Now we're almost at the end of our show. I would love for you to speak to someone who's dealing with trauma right now that just wants to erase the memory and do nothing. Oh, we've got 30 seconds.
Speak to them in 30 seconds.
Perhaps maybe we can do that off the air. How about if I just say thank you, Teal, for how wonderful you are and for teaching us through your pain and sorrow how to connect with ourselves and our spirit. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And to you, my listening friend, what are you willing to do? We now know something different And it is time to embrace, understand, and heal. And we're going to talk a little bit more after the show and hope you join us at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. This is make it the best day ever. I'm a little discombobulated. So here we go.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any